God never presented work with an intention to be a curse on man. As we go on, we'll see some, you know, some other points that will help us to probably understand a number of things better. But we should first take away from our mind that a certain work is a curse, either because it does not fit the pattern of what we desire or what we expect, either because it's taking so much of our time, or either because, for whatever reason, work should not be seen as a curse. We should see it as a privilege that God has given us to benefit from and enjoy. Okay? Second point is to say that work is a series of activities that is done, which culminates into intellectual understanding and physical expression, or involvement. That is, work is a series of things we do that is beyond the activity. Maybe like saying, I'm sweeping, you know, that's my work, to sweep. Beyond the activity, it begins with an intellectual understanding, or it comes, or it is generated from an intellectual understanding of what has to be done. Then it follows through with an action of what is to be done. This is what I am saying. For you to do, you must understand what you are doing for it to be considered as work. If you are missing the mark or the understanding of what is to be done, it could be seen as irrelevant. So you get to a place and the idea or the understanding is that we move these chairs from room A to room B. That is the work we are expected to do. Then you get there and you decide to move the tables from room A to room C. That will be disorganizing the pattern of what is to be done. So there should be an intellectual understanding of that which is to be done before it is done. I'll give you some examples. Joseph worked as prime minister, but he had an intellectual understanding of what is to be done before he was appointed as such. He had this understanding that there will be famine, or there will be a season of plenty, then a season of lack. And, you know, by the Spirit of God, he gained the intellectual understanding that there should be a saving when there's plenty, and there should be, and then when the lack comes, it is what has been saved that will fill in and reach out to many others. So there must be an understanding. Work is not just about the activity. Work requires a mental understanding of what is to be done. Hallelujah. Dr. Yinka works as a medical doctor because he has the intellectual understanding of what is to be done and is able to function in doing it. Imagine you go to his hospital and you say, I have neck pain. Then he gives you a drug for stomach pain. After all, just take a drug. Drugs make you better. No, there must be an intellectual understanding. Hallelujah. What intellectual understanding do you have? So the question or the follow-up question is, what intellectual understanding do you have? And what are you physically involved in that can be considered as work? Say, well, I just... No, you don't just. There must be some understanding of what you're doing. So yes, I said that to probably say that you, if you're going to function well at work, then you must have or gain an understanding of what you ought to do. Then you actively go or get involved in doing it. Amen. You actively get involved in doing it. There must be an understanding. There must be a seeking of knowledge. There must be a searching of knowledge. You know, even these days where there's a lot of, you know, talking about, you know, protecting intellectual rights and all that, even if the knowledge is there, it has to be expressed. If it is not expressed, then it just remains there. An idea remains an idea until it is put to work. So both are important for work to happen and happen effectively. So if you want to engage properly in work, then it is important that you seek an understanding of the work that you are engaging in. And when you have an understanding of it, then you put to action this understanding that you have. Work is a series of activities done, which culminate from, you know, from intellectual understanding into an active involvement, active, you know, participation, activities, so to say. Amen. Hallelujah. The third point I want to make is that work is a production of value. Work is a production of value. That is the product of or service that will improve. Work is a production of value. That is a product or a service that improves. Amen. Hallelujah. Before God started working, like we saw in Genesis 1, Bible talks about how the situation was in darkness and chaos. Then God created. In the beginning, God created. Then God saw, you know, everywhere was, there was problem, and God started to add value. He created light. Let there be light. Let there be light. That is, work is basically about solving problems. You are improving. You are making better. You are seeing a situation that is not up to it, and you are bringing value to it. You are bringing value to it. That is the concept that we see of work in scriptures. Joseph saw a problem and he brought value to it. Joseph saw a problem and he brought value to it. What problems or what problems are you solving? What problems are you solving in the lives of people? What problems are you solving in the community? You know that this period has become a period of opportunity for so many, because they identify and see the gap or the problem. You know, I was passing on a street, a few days ago, and I saw people, you know, selling this face mask. I think they get, you know, broken glasses and just fix something in front of it, looking beautiful and good and all that. That is adding value. You see a problem in your community and you decide to step into it. You don't need to copy to work. You could see the challenge or see the problem and be there and provide a solution to it. Some people have described it this way, as one in which some will even say you create the problem, or you let people see a problem that they do not know they have. You let them see that they have it and you give them a solution for it. Some people have gone on to, you know, generate some theory by saying COVID-19 was dropped as a problem, then the people who dropped it will come out with a solution for the problem. Boom, then they make plenty of money. Work is about solving problems. What problems are you solving? What problem do people have and remember you for? What problems do people have and remember you for? That determines the value you are adding or you are having in the lives of people. How important is the value you are adding to people? Really remember, for those of you who dislike Pastor Yinka, will easily remember him when you have an headache that is not going. Okay, headache, you say I'll use Panadol or paracetamol. Or when you have a pain somewhere, you know, that you're not just sure, when maybe your baby is running some dangerous temperature, fever, you remember Pastor Yinka. Why? He has taken on an intellectual understanding that helps him to provide a solution to a problem. In the same way, the concept of work says that you identify a problem, you gain intellectual understanding of it, and you actively solve it. What problem are you solving? What problem do people have and remember you in particular for? Joseph was remembered from his place of obscurity, that is, in the prison, place where he was forgotten for 2 years, and was brought into prominence because of the problems he solved. What problem are you solving? What problem do people remember you for? Hallelujah. The fourth point is that work requires energy and time. Work requires energy and time. You exert energy and time when you work. I've heard people who say, I've said myself, Ishe kekere owo nla, that is, small work, big money. Hallelujah. It is possible to get such a job, but the truth is, before you get such a job, you must have put in some time to your intellectual development, to search in a position where your activities may not be as much. But trust me, it would require and make a demand of your time and your intellectual abilities. You need to put a thought through situations and solutions which probably people consider as small work. There is no work that does not require that you exert energy. If you think brainstorming is not exerting energy, then you are missing it big time. It exerts and it burns energy like never before. Amen. There's no work that will not stress you out. There's no work that will not inflict some pain or discomfort. There's no work that will not ask that you sacrifice one thing or the other. There's no work that will not make a demand of some form of physical exertion, which may be in terms of training, which may be in terms of active, labor, which may be in terms of maybe a long time on it to either perfect it or to get it done. Work will require energy and time. You'll be stressed when you work. It is a fact that you will be stressed when you work. So there's no denying it, or there's no need to deny it that you don't like the job because it is stressing you.